Father God, we pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to hear what you are saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you remember the first nativity that you ever saw? Maybe you were in one in school or nursery. Nativities happen all over the world. Children or adults dressing up, tea towels being worn by would-be shepherds, angels in tinsel, a feeling of pride if you get to be Mary or Joseph, and maybe a feeling of disappointment if you have to be an animal when you wanted to be something greater. We've heard many words being both said and sung tonight, but what is the word? There's four Gospels: Matthew, Luke, Mark, and John. Gospel meaning good news. Matthew and Luke start their accounts around the time of the birth of Jesus, whereas Mark concentrates on the 3 years of Jesus' ministry. But John goes back to the beginning of time. That's very hard for us to imagine. Science and the Bible both tell us that the world had a start. It did not always exist. But before the world was created, however you believe that happened, there was still something. There was God. He already existed. And not only God, but there was the Word. The Word means Jesus. They existed right next to each other when the universe was a dark, formless nothingness. God was and is real. God always existed, and so did Jesus. He was always there with God, and therefore God was always the Father, and Jesus was always his Son. It says the Word was God. I know it's hard to imagine, but Jesus and God were right next to each other, and they are a part of each other. Jesus was not given his name until he was born in Bethlehem. He existed before this with God, but John calls him the Word because Jesus is the link between God and people. The people of then, the people of now, us, and the people of the future. What is the purpose of the world, of us being here? It is not because we were born into chaos and everything is random. People are still looking for the meaning of life. God said, "Let there be light," and there was. He did not think, "Let's have a light," and it appeared. He commanded it through his words. God speaks, and new things come into being. God holds the world together through and with Jesus. God is not chaotic or revengeful. He is our loving Father God, who sent Jesus to earth to reveal more of himself to all of us. Love is real, and our crying out for love is our crying out for God. Jesus was born a humble birth, not that of a king, but that of somebody poor. He was born to live among us and to die for us. His death on the cross was so that we can come to God and ask for forgiveness for all the things that we have done wrong. Jesus died, but then he rose again to be with his Father. We need to remember that Christmas is the beginning of the story of Jesus. All of his teaching and miracles and the times that he went away to pray, as even Jesus needed time with his Father. The Christmas story continues through to Easter, where Christ died and rose again. God's love is so great that no matter who we are or what life we have led, God has his arms open wide, ready to welcome us into his love. When we look around, everybody is busy. Busy shopping, going to school shows, work parties, Christmas meals, wrapping presents, writing cards, or sending messages. We have become so busy that we forget that Advent is a time of waiting for the birth of Jesus. and waiting to see where God is leading us in our everyday lives and as a church. In the Christian calendar, Christmas starts on Christmas Day and it continues until February, and then there's a little bit of ordinary time until Lent when we wait again. Nowadays, we seem to celebrate Christmas in Advent, then take the decorations straight down when Christmas is just starting, and then we might give up meat or alcohol for January. And when it comes to Lent, we give up a token thing such as chocolate, but just eat something else instead. Then Lent then comes to Easter, and that's another time lost to self-indulgence. In the last reading, the Word became flesh. That's hard for us to imagine, but that is Jesus. God took a formless nothing, made the world and planted himself in it, not as a glorious king, but as a little baby, born to two people with nowhere to stay. Mary and Joseph traveled a long way. They were exhausted, they were desperate, but the innkeeper showed them love when no one else wanted to know. We are responsible for our own words and actions. The words that we say reveal a lot about us to those around us, as do our actions. Jesus Christ is God's word, and he reveals God's heart and mind to us. Can we show love to someone this Christmas, like the innkeeper did to Mary and to Joseph? This is a pinnacle, God making his word into a human. God had created the world, and then his climax was to send Jesus, the word made into a human, to come and live amongst us. John is saying that the word is not an abstract phenomenon, but it is a person who we can get to know. The word became flesh. Jesus came to earth in the flesh to minister amongst real people in a real time. Do we need to reminding ourselves that the light is still shining? Have you responded to this? Jesus came into the world as the Word who always existed through and with God. He came down to earth as a baby, which we celebrate every Christmas, and he was and is and will be still the light shining in the darkness. If you commit yourself to Jesus, the light of the world, you will be finding eternal life with God. Can I challenge you this Christmas to think about what the purpose of life really is? And if you do have any questions about why am I here, what is life about, where is God in all this, there are leaflets on chairs and out in the link for the Alpha course, and I really encourage you to have a think about that and joining us in February.